Today is the first day of a brand new life, so open your mind to healthy living. And now, here's your hosts, Dr. Shmuel Israel and Diane Q on the all-new WGCR.us.
Welcome to Open Your Mind to Healthy Living. This is Dr. Israel.
Hi, everyone. This is Diane Q.
Yes, and this hour we're going to talk about bone health. And we have our distinguished guest, Dr. Narain Naidu. And Dr. Naidu is a medical microbiologist with more than 20 years of experience studying antimicrobials. His research on lactoferrin began in Sweden during the mid-1980s. He has published more than 50 peer-reviewed scientific papers in the area. Dr. Naidu has served as a professor on faculties of universities in Europe, Asia, and the United States. A fellow, a member of numerous professional and scientific societies, Dr. Naidu serves as a research consultant to public health agencies and major pharmaceutical and medical enterprises worldwide. His expertise has made Dr. Naidu a highly sought-after speaker at universities and scientific organizations, as well as a respected member of the advisory panels of several multinational corporations. Dr. Naidu has been awarded several patents and health-related applications, and his discoveries are the basis for the founding of four successful biotech companies. Welcome back, Dr. Naidu.
Hi, it's wonderful to be with you, Dr. Israel, and Diane Q.
Yes, we appreciate you, too. And what we want to do before we actually get involved in our discussion on bone health...
Which is a really big deal.
Yes.
It is.
In a previous episode, we were talking about lactoferrin in terms of this gold standards. And we talked about isolation, purification, and technology. The technology to make it all function. And so we'd like you to continue on with this, Dr. Naidu, and just briefly talk a little bit about isolation and purification, and then continue on with what you were talking about in the previous episode.
Yeah, talking about any bioactive molecule, it is very, very important that we observe certain gold standards in their purification and their isolation and their formulation. Having said that, gold standard one is the source of the raw material itself, and the second one is how you isolate that raw material, and third, most importantly, is how you purify, after purification, how you reformulate that molecule to its functional form.
Okay.
And having described that, the third important aspect of lactoferrin or any other biochemical that are bioreplenishments is how you refold the molecule. For example, when you take a molecule from its natural environment, say lactoferrin, when you take it out from milk, lactoferrin is in a particular shape and format. I can give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I have Moser symphony number 40 in G minor. There are several instruments that would combine together to create the symphony. If you try to take just only the violins out of that and wanted to hear, the violins do not like the symphony until you write the music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A solo instrument called violin.
Yes, the violin, yes.
Similarly, lactoferrin is part of a body's symphony as a bioreplenishment, as a replenishment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to take away lactoferrin out of that entire symphony called milk,
mm-hmm.
lactoferrin would not have its entire its other cofactors and its structure format to do the function. So you need to write a music for lactoferrin as a solo instrument so that it, as it goes inside, it will do its job.
Ah.
So the third part of the technology is to write that solo music, which we have patents on.
Mm-hmm.
So lactoferrin gold 1.8, the third one is that patented technology, which makes lactoferrin gold 1.8 the lactoferrin gold 1.8. And there are different tiers of, there are the again, there are three tiers of process.
Yes.
Lactoferrin protein would go through to have that structure functional property. So put everything together, lactoferrin gold 1.8 is now a fully functional, multifunctional bioreplenishment for the gastrointestinal tract.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, as you are asking me a question in the last episode.
Yes.
Lactoferrin can exist in different functional forms, though the molecule is the same, depending upon how the molecule unfolds. And it may be the same violin. The violin can play in with Bach or Vivaldi or with Mozart.
Yes.
So it is how that lactoferrin molecule, depending upon which composer it is going to, whether it is a saliva or whether it is a tear or whether it is a intestinal tract or a synovium, where you expect some good function of a bone health management, lactoferrin will have its own impact there. So in other words, lactoferrin in the intestinal tract, we can also call it as gastroferrin, and the lactoferrin that would work in a bone health management system can be called as osteoferrin.
Osteoferrin.
Uh-huh. Yes. So this could be a good transition for us to discuss about the bone health and osteodense.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the Office of the U.S. Surgeon General and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that approximately 34 million Americans over the age of 50 are estimated to suffer from decreased bone density, that bone and joint disease are the leading cause of disability for over 16 million adults in the U.S., and that approximately 66 million adults report chronic joint symptoms. Dr. Naidu, how important are strong bones to healthy living?
The question is not only just important. Bones, without bones, life would not exist in a mammalian. It's not just for a support system. The function of bones is very quintessential beyond mobility or beyond a having a bodily segueing through to walk, dance, sit, stand. No, it is beyond that.
But most people feel that that's what that is. It's like the Eiffel Tower of our body. It's just there to hold us up. And we don't know that the bone actually has an important function for us.
There are four main functions of the bone or the skeletal system. The Eiffel Tower function is probably the least, that is the fourth function.
Okay.
That's the one we know, yeah.
Yeah. And prior to that Eiffel function, I think France has so many other important things to do, including donating the Statue of Liberty to New York City. So,
yes.
Getting back to what actually the true functions of the skeletal system is, number one function is our body requires several chemicals on a daily basis to perform its functions. For example, the body on a daily basis would require about, say, 1+ gram of calcium every day to maintain several organelles. For example, it requires 700 milligrams per day to have the gastrointestinal tract work, about 100+ milligrams for the liver to do detoxification, another 100+ milligrams for the kidneys to function, another 100+ milligrams brain to function, and other parts of the body would also require calcium.
Well, that's a lot of science.
Yes, and this calcium has to be withdrawn from our bones. So bones, the skeletal system, serve as a chemical reservoir or a chemical bank or a chemical warehouse where it would keep several important minerals and chemicals such as calcium, such as phosphorus, such as magnesium, and zinc, and other important chemicals. So,
when we eat, for example, calcium-rich foods, we're actually replenishing our bones, so our bones can give out the calcium to the rest of our body.
Yeah, whatever, even calcium or whatever minerals we take, that minerals cannot be directly be used. It is like bringing some kind of a foreign exchange into United States.
Yeah,
that money. until it is converted to U.S. dollars.
Yeah. So our bones are our mineral bank.
They're mineral bank, and they're the cambio or the foreign exchange that whatever chemicals, whatever minerals we take in, mm-hmm. once when it goes into this bank, it will be converted to our own body's dollar calcium or dollar phosphorus or dollar magnesium. So the number one function of a skeletal system or the bones is to act as a chemical bank or a chemical warehouse for storing mm-hmm. and doing the transactions, deposits and withdrawals of these minerals. That is number one function.
Mm-hmm.
And number two function, since now that you have a chemical bank and a chemical warehouse, this is a manufacturing facility for the most important cells in our body, the blood, the bone marrow. The blood cells are produced in the bone marrow.
Yes.
And all the chemicals are provided to make this blood cells manufactured, and blood cells, they transfer nutrients, and I need not to say anything about blood. Everybody knows about what blood does.
Yes.
And also other important cells, the immune cells, all our white blood cells, including our neutrophils and cells that take care of us, not only against infections, against allergic reactions, against any foreign invasion into our body. These are the defense mechanisms. They are also produced in the bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
The number two function,
sort of, and the foot soldier to keep us intact.
And the third function of the skeletal system is it is the protective armor. Wherever you have this vital organ, like you have your brain is in a helmet.
Yes, it is.
And so are our lungs and our heart. They are in a beautiful cage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the third function of the skeletal system, to provide that protective armor for all the vital organs.
Yes.
And the fourth function is the Eiffel Tower function, where we can segue our body, we can move, we can dance, we can walk, we can sit, we can stand.
Yes.
And as I say, that some of the extraordinary functions of what Michael Jordan does, at what
the famous jump,
or Bernstein conducting his orchestra,
yes.
Whatever, I think you see those wonderful skeletal system does. Even Kerry Strug, when she got her injury on her foot, the way she did that stunt, I would call it, and then landed on her once again.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Completely got an applause of the entire nation is that bones, that
yes.
skeletal system. So it does some extraordinary functions to make us who we are, and to give that recognition to us as what great human human mind and human body can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to pay attention to my bones more now.
So when we're using that first function, the function of being a chemical bank, and you talked about withdrawals and deposits and transactions, how does all of that work?
In our skeletal system, there are two different kinds of cells. In the bone is, though it looks like a solid, some kind of a nice, like a bamboo or absolutely a solid thing. It is a porous material.
Mm-hmm.
And the it is almost like a fishing net. This fishing net will catch, if it has all the network is very tight enough, then it can catch all the fish or the minerals, as we call it, or the minerals or the fish.
Yes, and a good visual of that is seeing a side slide of a bone, rather than looking at a bone as it is.
Yeah.
If you cut the bone and you sliced it and you looked at what the cut portion looked like a donut.
Yes.
And in a healthy bone, it looks quite solid on that circle that goes around with the marrow and the inside. But on a bone that is getting reduced density in its bone, it almost begins to look lace-like. So your description of the fishing net makes a lot of sense. It's not just a hard things. It's a whole network of fibers, and like you say, like fishing nets.
Yeah.
But the less bone density that you have, the more open that all looks, and it starts to get looking lacy or like larger nets. So the key is to keep your bones as solid as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the bone is like a fishing net that fishes all those minerals and deposits. As we age, and if this fishing net, the holes in the net are becoming bigger.
Yes.
The osteoporosis, or the porosity of the net increases, so you cannot fish. The fish will go away through the pores.
That's it. The simplest bump will make it fall apart.
Yes, and then we have these two different kinds of cellular systems in the bone, which are called osteoblasts, or the cells that would make this net. They're always trying to knit this net whenever after the fishing expedition.
Yeah, nothing like a self-repairing net, huh?
A self-repairing net.
Yeah.
That would keep the net tighter for to catch the fish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there is another cellular system called osteoclasts. That continuously take away the minerals from the bone so that every day our daily requirement of minerals such as calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium, and et cetera, mm-hmm. are provided on a daily basis. So there is a continuous excavation or demineralization, as we call it, as bone resorption happens. So in other words, this chemical bank, every day there is a withdrawal, and every day there should be deposits. So it is very simple. If you have only withdrawals and there is no deposits, you'll have a negative bank balance and your ATM card doesn't work.
Body bankruptcy.
Yes. And that is exactly the first function of the bone, is you make sure that you have proper deposits in the bank so that you can have proper withdrawals. Again, the withdrawals is probably ATM card is the right one. You have a limit. Every day you can only withdraw this much.
Yes.
And if you withdraw anything more, that means that you are putting a lot of stress on your bones.
Yes.
By obesity, someone is an obese individual, that person has to carry more weight on the bones, or somebody who is overworking, people who are athletes, people who are doing a lot of exercises.
Yes, less stress.
These individuals have to supplement their bone system more frequently than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting to know that by the age of 70, our entire skeleton has been replaced, totally replaced in this withdrawal process and formation process 10 times.
So we should be born again.
We are born
again at 70.
Skeleton is born at least 5 times before the age 20. Because if you notice, if you take your pictures and see, when you are a little girl, probably playing with children back with your cousins or this thing, when you are
yeah,
the height of yours then in that black and white photograph.
Yes.
And now look into.
How do you know it was black and white?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm talking about myself. I have a sepia-tone pictures when I was.
No, actually, my little girl pictures are black and white.
So that's what happens with the withdrawals and the deposits. You have to have a way of depositing. And how does what's the relevance then of lactoferrin to these deposits?
It's not just lactoferrin. In the osteodense, we have a system that would stimulate the osteoblast production. And osteoblast production is, there are several factors, including several hormonal systems are involved. Hormone-mediated pathways are involved, like parathyroid hormones and so on. They're involved in stimulating the osteoblast to go for a new bone formation. And that is one aspect. So we need to look into that, how you could accomplish that particular task of stimulating osteoblast so that you can have new bone formation. That is one. And number two is, we also have to make sure that there is a proper resorption or a proper withdrawal of minerals that is not hampered. But at the same time, it is not doing too faster. Means if you are supposed to take only $1,000 a day, you cannot go and take away $2,000.
Yes, it's not there.
To control, to regulate the osteoclastic activity or the bone resorption activity. These are the two things. So we have certain regulatory systems, certain ribonuclease type 1 and type 4, which is combined with osteopirin or especially formulated lactoferrin. Those are the main active ingredients. It is a patented technology that you put these chemicals together that can accomplish this two important yin and yang functions of the bone.
Okay, so those two important things, you're stimulating bone formation and reducing bone lysis, as it were.
I don't say reducing, but optimizing the osteoclastic activity, because it's not good to reduce.
Okay.
A lot of the systems that we use right now, especially in women in menopause, some of the systems they use, I don't want to name those medications, they are the ones that slow down the process of bone resorption. That is how they try to prevent osteoporosis, by preventing the osteoclastosis or by reducing the amount of osteoclastosis. But it has its own side effects.
Yes.
The body every day requires, say, $1,000. And then you say that, okay, if you take $1,000 and we are not putting back $1,000, you better take only $500 every day, so that I think you can at least control your finances.
Yes.
But by taking $500, the body does not get, the intestinal tract does not get that required $700 every day, so you get constipation. If the kidneys are not getting enough of calcium, you have kidney problems. Some of the symptoms that you see of jawbone necrosis and other side effects you see with some of this medications that would reduce the osteoclastic activity or the bone resorption activity, you have to pay a price. That is not what we wanted to do. What we wanted to do is we wanted to optimize the osteoclastic activity, but at the same time, the thing that we would like to do is we would like to increase, enhance the regulation of osteoplastic activity. That is the difference.
Okay. And this has been created in a bio replenishment called OsteoDense.
Yes.
And I'd like to spell that, because it's an unusual word, and I can see how it's been created. Osteo, O-S-T-E-O, meaning bone, and dense, D-E-N-X, meaning density.
Yes.
Is the X have a purpose in that? Or does it just look cute?
like Diane Q.
I gotcha. Okay.
Then with the next. So
yeah.
More for to sound we went with the phonetics. Exactly, you said what you said.
Yes.
Dense is instead of calling it density, we wanted to call it as dense.
So yes. Yes.
The name.
May I have the next dense? No.
And again, bio-replenishment, I wanted to emphasize the point. Here we are not talking about any diagnosing, treating, curing anything.
No, of course
not. We are not talking about any pharmaceutical products here. We are not talking about a disease.
Yes.
Here we are talking about health.
Yes.
Whatever we are doing, these technologies are regarding health. How to optimize health. How to maximize your healthy living. That is the concept behind developing bioreplenishments.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are talking about bone health management rather than bone, we are not even going there on bone disease management. We are not there.
Yes.
We don't want to be there.
Yes.
We are at bone health.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we are talking about today and bioreplenishments or anything with the technologies we are talking about, it is more of health supplementation, health replenishment, health.
And health enhancement.
Yeah. And the key is prevention is the key to the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Keep your health high, level high, and you won't even know what you're going to be avoiding.
I'm not even talking about even prevention. When you manage everything right,
if you
drive your car properly, and if you do your oil filter change
Well, that's kind of an accident prevention.
Well, I have a word for that, and then we're going to take a break. And
what's that?
I call it health enhancement.
That's it. That's it.
And that's what you're talking about, Dr. Nadu, isn't it?
Enhancing. Optimization of our lifestyle and our health.
Yes.
Okay. And can I just make a quick little info for those of you as you go on the internet to take a look at Dr. Israel's website, Niken, NIKEN.com/healthy habits. And go under nutrition and take a stroll through that location, and you'll get some great info. Thanks.
Okay, you're listening to Open Your Mind and Healthy Living on WGCR.us.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well. Have two bananas. And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ag Council.
My name is Candace Dupree, and when I'm not shooting hoops for the Chicago Sky, I'm listening to WGCR.us.
Welcome back. And when we went to break, we were talking to Dr. Naidu about health enhancement and all of the wonderful things that we find that our skeletal system is the center of.
Yes. Boy, do we take our bones for granted. They are working night and day for us. Mm-hmm. And we better pay attention and start. Actually, be a great idea to start paying more attention to calcium-rich foods, which will help our bone structure a lot. Mm-hmm. And some some of these calcium-rich foods, oh boy, some are going to be kind of tough. I'm just going to name some, okay? We can add to our diets. Salmon, tofu, rhubarb, sardines, collard greens, spinach, turnips, okra, white beans, baked beans, broccoli, peas, Brussels sprouts, sesame seeds, bok choy, and almonds. Those are even some of the non-dairies, and then dairy products do have calcium. You know what? It just pays attention. You hear the words of a well-rounded diet. It continues to make more sense every day. Really does. Good healthy choices, and we won't even know what could happen if we just, you know, just ran amok and made poor choices all day long. You're just tempting something that you won't want to have to deal with in the terms of poor health. So that's the whole idea of the show, is to open your mind to healthy living and pay attention and follow your instincts and be strong and fight that urge. It'll pass if it's something that you shouldn't do. Give yourself a few minutes. Take a big drink of water, and you won't need to do it so badly.
Dr. Nagdu, you was talking about bone health management, and we know that you've done a lot of research on how to make that calcium that you take in your diet kind of help it become a deposit, as it were. What sort of technology have you devised to accomplish that?
It's very interesting. I mean, I fully agree with what Diane was talking about, calcium-rich foods, and to combine it with your question, mm-hmm. You may be having the money in your hand, but for you to deposit into your bank, you need to have some kind of a ATM card, or you need to have some kind of a PIN code, and you need to punch it in. Then only the money can be deposited into your own account. Eating a calcium-rich food or taking a calcium supplement does not necessarily facilitate the deposition of calcium into the bones. So you need to have a proper system or a proper PIN code and a proper mechanism.
Ah, what's the PIN code?
Yeah.
Okay, I just ate some bok choy. Now what's my PIN code that I should put in?
The PIN code is osteoderms. When we developed osteoderms, we were developing with the other mechanisms, what I said, osteoblastosis and osteoclastosis.
Yeah, and osteoderms, I'd like to spell that too, because it's a unique word. It's O-S-T-E-O, D like David, E-N-X. And obviously, if you're going to do yourself a big favor and introduce this bio-replenishment osteodens into your system, it makes sense that it's a good time to eat some calcium-rich foods with it. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Good, okay. Made sense, yeah.
This also has the kind of a transport system, what we call it as cyanoportin technology, mm-hmm. which would, it's like a transport mechanism. Synovium is the bone joint where you have synovial fluid.
Yes.
So how to specifically transport your bone health nutrients and bone health minerals to this site and put the PIN code for these chemicals to go there,
mm-hmm.
addressing the molecules to their right address. It's a site delivery or specific target delivery mechanism, as we call it. So that is what is necessary for one has to bear in mind. It is very nice and very important that we take all calcium-rich foods and vitamin D-enriched foods and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Cover these foods to make sure that these essential nutrients reach that targeted site in your body. You need to have a proper PIN code, and that is what our research has all been about in the past 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm. And that allows yourself to optimize the value also of the foods that you're taking in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Whatever we eat, we need to make sure that whatever the nutrients, the nutrient value, to get the bang for the buck, as they say.
Yes, exactly.
we need to make sure that all the cash, all the money that what we are earning is properly been deposited into the right account.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put the PIN code, or if you just take that envelope and drop it in the bank, nobody knows where to put that money in. So.
Yeah, well, that's actually a concern I personally have, because my grandmother had osteoporosis, and she lived to a very nice age, and my goal is to pass up my grandmother Emma, who died at 95 and a half, and healthy, except she did have that that hunched back, which you know, we really didn't talk about then. It was just how she was, and if there's one and myself sort of taking more after my mother's family as far as body type. That's something that I want to, that I see it's in my genetics, that maybe I'm predisposed to go into that loss of bone density. So I personally really want to pay attention to that and say, okay, Emma, I'm going to pass up 95, and I really want to do it standing tall. So my bones can be my mineral bank to keep supporting what my blood needs.
You made a very important point. Bone health or overall health of any individual is dependent. We are all programmed. We are everything has been programmed, our life and the final days of our life, everything has been programmed. And genetics is one important aspect of our programming. So certain things are transferred from the parents to the offspring.
Yeah, some things were predisposed, but maybe we can soften the blow if we pay attention to it.
Yeah, and that actually, watching our parents, watching our grandparents will tell us who we are, what we are, both on a spiritual and a biological and on a functional basis.
Mm-hmm.
That will give us a good body of information to have a precaution, to have a proactive planning of what our program, our biological program is. That's absolutely, you need not go and read any books. Watch your father, mother. You have a lot of qualities like them. You even sometimes you even look like your parents.
Yes.
So there is a program there. That's number one. There is a lot to learn watching our parents, and there is a lot to learn watching your grandparents. And then there is a lot that we can give back to our children watching who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And warning them and encouraging them and telling them that what they got to do. That's number one. Number two is the program by choice, our lifestyle. And that's the choice. And
that's a good term, too, program by choice. I like that.
Yes, and that is that we need to follow certain regimens, to follow certain healthy habits, make those decisions and choose those decisions and implement those decisions. That is number two, that decides bone health or our oral health. There is a third one that I'm going to talk, which we have no choice.
Uh-huh.
Is the environment.
Yes.
The environment around us. I wish that there are no any emissions in the entire environment. The whole world there's no global warming, but I have no choice.
Yes.
So there is a program by no choice. That's where I think we need to become more cautious. When we're talking about bio-replenishment theory, when we are talking about osteodense, when we are talking about having good water, good air,
mm-hmm.
Where can we get them? That is where we need to search to make a cognizable, for us to make a very meaningful decision in segueing through, navigating ourselves through all those non-choiced or absolutely in an environmental-based environment, an environmental-based toxic scenario, how we could make a choice again. So
mm-hmm.
that we can control, we can monitor our health. So these are the three factors. One
yes.
is genetics. Number two is lifestyle. Number three is environment. And we need to very carefully, we need to observe and live healthy.
Yes, yeah. Well, part of what Dr. Israel and I speak of often also is called the wellness home environment. And it's living in a healthy environment of cleaning the air within your home and drinking good water and sleeping in sleep system that actually envelops you into a healthy environment for all deep, restful sleep. Combine that with making good choices on your foods and beverages and taking things like bio-replenishments to enhance all of that. You're giving your body the break that it needs. It's the oasis. It's the perfect place it needs to be. And then if you have to go out in that cold, cruel world, you've got a good line of defense around you.
Absolutely. I think when you say air, it means on our lifetime, the amount of air that we breathe in and breathe out, some of the air, if we can make a choice and can have a good system that wherever in a controlled environment, probably we may not be having good air when you're walking on a street downtown Los Angeles.
Correct.
But when you are in a closed, enclosed environment, such as your home or your bedroom.
Or New Zealand.
Maybe.
That would probably be good air to breathe. But since we're not in New Zealand, yeah when we go into our homes, our air power fives are, taking out the bad stuff and giving our body, giving our lungs and everything else a break to be filtered.
Air is, we're talking about a chemical. Air contains oxygen. Air contains so many other chemicals, which is a very essential, major element of our entire body's composition. So, absolutely, you're spot on, Diane, when you say that important, very important that we make some choices to have a good air system that goes through, that we breathe and fills our lungs. Very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number two is absolutely we drink few gallons and gallons, millions of gallons of water, liquid, in our lifetime. In fact, our entire body, more than 75% of our entire body is water.
Yes. So how is it that we shouldn't be drinking the finest water we can find?
Yes.
If we're perhaps, they say the body could be 75% water and our brain could be almost 90% water.
Yes,
and for the folks out there that have decided, I don't really like water. I don't like it. It's too hard. It's too much trouble. I'll have a soda. Bad choice.
When we talk about water pollution and when we say that we talk about all those big things about how much the pollution, oil spills in the water and... where are we getting our water into our body? From this polluted environment.
Yes.
So it becomes very, very important that we have a proper, whenever we have a controlled environment, to have a choice and make a good, meaningful decision that we obtain water from a good source and make sure that this water is properly been chemically been defined in a controlled environment and then that gets into your body.
Yeah, I've actually heard some frivolous comments of, well, I got this far without it, number one. And then the second absurd thing I hear sometimes is, well, we all have to die from something. And I kind of think of, but when? Do you have some purpose in life that you want to live a nice, long, healthy life or just roll with the punches, so to speak? I vote for the long, healthy life because I've got stuff to do.
I tell people, when people ask about miracles, I tell them the biggest miracle you can see is every day morning when you get up and watch that person in the mirror. That is a miracle.
Yes.
Life is not for granted. Life is a blessing. That is the latest miracle that you have been given and given the opportunity to manage that miracle. You are a manager.
Yes.
One of the most beautiful, wonderful miracles called you, yourself, and life on this planet is a miracle. And you cannot take it for granted. And then you said something very, very important. One of the biggest blessings that we got is sleep. Sleep is by design a blessing. To soothe all your body, to completely put that lullaby into your brain and have a proper rest. Rest is not just going on a vacation. That vacation should be done every day, every night in a proper way so that you get out of that vacation by the early morning with your breakfast.
Yeah, you really don't get away with sleep deprived.
Sleep is the most essential biologically designed blessing to mammalians. And you are absolutely right when you said in your earlier comment that good air, good water, good nutrition. Nutrition is not just throwing a party and, okay, this is now lunchtime.
Where's the dip?
It is a chemical process. It is a processing of important chemicals and nutrients. Whatever you thought that you grabbed and ate, it has to get into your body. It has to reach various cells. Those millions and trillions of cells in your body have to get those chemicals. And now you decide what chemicals you wanted to give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with this. This is very enlightening.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Nadu.
Thank you.
You're listening to Open Your Mind and Healthy Living on WGCR.us.
First Amendment reads, "The people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak."
The odds are the person you just heard is an African American.
Because African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
That's twice as likely a stroke could rob you of the freedom to speak your mind.
The freedom to shout from mountaintops.
The freedom to tell your mother you love her.
And it's twice as likely a stroke could take your life.
Therefore, it's twice as crucial for us to do something about preventing a stroke.
Learn how you can help beat the odds.
Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad
Council. WGCR Web Radio. We belong to the world.
Welcome back. And we're having our continuing our conversation with Dr. Nadu. And we want to mention also his website, because he has a great deal of information and we're being very enlightened today.
It gives you some really good information on the interactions of our human body. Mm-hmm. May I say the website? It's www.nterminus.com. That's spelled letter N like Nancy, T Tom, E R, M like Mary, I N U S, nterminus.com. And that's Dr. Naidu's website for very good information on the interactions of the human body and more.
Okay. Dr. Nadu, could you tell us a little bit more about osteodense and some of the things that it contains that helps us with bone management?
Yeah, as I was mentioning earlier, when we designed and when we started working on what are the factors that influence an optimal bone health, there are very important a few factors that would regulate or that would keep or optimize the bone health, such as osteoblastic activity or the bone formation or osteoclastic activity, bone resorption, chondrocyte activity, which performs the bone cartilage, synovial activity, all the synovial fluids functioning. If any of these functions do not occur in its right format, then you will have the problem of, say, some bone So when we started doing research, we started looking into how we can optimize these main functions of the bone health. And it took us years to identify each of those specific chemicals or specific compounds that would contribute to the proper operation of these systems.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about a skeletal system, it is not just one or two. It is, again, a huge, big symphony. It is not even more than a symphony. It
yes.
is like doing a symphony in Hollywood ball, kind of.
Yeah, it's more than holding us up. It's,
mm-hmm. it's not only just yeah. The Philharmonic, but the gatekeepers, but and the people who will take you to your seat,
mm-hmm.
and the canteen, everything, the entire operation, the entire management is skeletal system is a huge big management.
Yeah, everything, shock absorbing, everything. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Yes. So when we are developing osteodense, we need to think on outside the box in terms of as much coverage as we can have. We cannot do everything. There's no silver bullet, and if anybody says that they developed a silver bullet, that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I would honestly admit that we haven't developed any silver bullet.
Yes.
What we have developed is a bio-replenishment that helps manage a healthy skeletal system.
Mm-hmm.
And in this entire process, we need to do a lot of research, and also we need to develop some prototypes and do different kinds of testing, both first at the test tube level, or as we call it, at the in vitro level. Then experiments have to go at the animal models, and I don't personally like animal models, so we went more on tissue culture models.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, the proof should be in the pudding, which means that we need to do a proper human clinical trial to see that whatever observations we have made by far in these years and years, does it translate in terms of a measurable outcome in a human being? And that is means usually for one anybody to do this kind of clinical trial, you have to have an IRB protocol, and which is an institutional review board that would go through the all the design of your study.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would test your technology and make some conclusions from the data you obtain, that whatever you have thought so far, whatever you have observed so far, does it really translate to?
And you have to have a controlled environment. A controlled criteria for all this, so it can be properly compared to one another?
Yes, and when we say controls, though the term controls is used all over the world for decades,
mm-hmm.
anything gets into a human body is not a test tube. Human body is a laboratory by itself.
Yeah.
Every human body is a different lab.
Yeah, I suppose in a controlled observation, maybe.
And only thing what you can deduce is when you put this technology into 10 different laboratories called the human bodies, each of the laboratory would process it in a different manner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say control, the only thing what you can control is some factors that are less variable factors. Those are the factors that you would try to measure. And a good clinical study or a human clinical trial is what kind of those mechanisms that you would identify which have lesser deviation that you can with the lesser standard deviations that you can measure and come to some kind of a measurable or a decent conclusion that this does indeed what it does.
Okay, that's very excellent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what have you found? You have an ongoing study right now. So what have you found so far?
Yeah, it was our initial approach was very, very simple. Here we are talking about a formation, a construction process, and a demolition process. And it is very, very simple. Whenever there is a construction in a real estate, the best way to see how the construction is going on, how the demolition is going on, is going and look into the dumpster. If you find...
Oh.
If you're knowing what kind of material is there, if you have a broken drywall, if it's completely gone and rusted nails and very dirty, all those trash, done.
Yes.
You find a new drywall with, but it has been broken, and nails that are not rusted, but
yes.
And we know that there is a construction going on.
Yes.
Similarly, in our body, whenever there is a new bone formation going on or a resorption is going on, there are certain markers that would indicate what process is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we, in our study design, we have incorporated those kinds of mechanisms of measuring markers.
Markers, yes.
Formation or for bone resorption, and we tested that.
How many people did you have involved with this study?
And this study, we for a particular purpose, because you cannot take a healthy person and see how healthy he is. So we wanted to take a group that are prone or that are in a risk group of getting into some kind of a bone loss scenario.
So genetically in the family?
Genetically. What we did was we took women who are in postmenopausal stage of their life.
Yes.
And we have taken a particular age group to make sure that that is the age group we could quickly measure and see that if you make any changes in their lifestyle or if you can make any change in terms of giving a bio-replenishment, how quick their systems can react. So that we wanted to measure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have picked up this particular study group in that we have a control group that did not receive the bio-replenishment.
And I'm sorry to say we only have 3 minutes left. I'm so anxious to hear this.
And we had, the control group only received only calcium supplementation, no bio-replenishment, whereas the other group, the test group, received both the calcium as well as the bio-replenishment. And we try to measure at a different time points, as short as 2 weeks, 1 month, and 6 months. The study went.
Oh, very good.
And we measured. And lo and behold, and we got the data. Actually, we finished the entire trial a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? Okay, wonderful.
And the data was very conclusive and very solid. We could find the data very compelling by the time we were halfway through the trial.
Yes.
And indeed, the bio-replenishment would do something, an amazing turnover of the bone formation markers.
So you actually saw an improvement in the density?
Yes.
Wow, that's wonderful.
When the bone formation markers, they are upregulated, or when the bone formation is happening, it will take some time to get the bone mineral density.
Oh, sure.
Bone mass index to go up. It will take some time, but we could measure that thing. And also, it optimizes the bio-replenishment, optimizes the bone resorption process. And interestingly enough, we have also seen some of the things that we haven't designed in this study, some of the positive good effects or side effects, as you call it.
Yes.
Individuals who started taking it suddenly started saying that, we have no more constipation.
Oh, okay.
Now the intestinal tract and the regularity has considerably improved individuals when they started having the bio-replenishment, though it is linked to the bone health. Having proper release of calcium would make the intestinal tract work better. And few people started saying that they can have better sleep. Individuals started telling that their nails are growing much better, especially women who just always like to polish their nails. And
yeah, I'm one of those people. I found that interesting sidebar.
These are some of the observations that we started noticing, and we are now looking into the field to see that how many of these kinds of interesting observations
people
are making by themselves and telling us, and we would like to actually initiate another clinical trial to include those kinds of parameters in the future.
Yeah, well, osteodens is quite a revolutionary thing, and it's already patented, which is a very big deal in the world of that science. So we're going to be... darn it, we have to close? Stop.
We'd like to thank you, Dr. Naidu, for being on our show.
It's been very enlightening.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Diane Q and Dr. Israel, for giving me this opportunity and out there to tell about our technologies and the work we are doing. And as we say, discover it and live it. This is a process of discovering and
that's it.
And living it.
That's yes. it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. You've been listening to Open Your Mind and Healthy Living on WGCR.us.